أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His power, His might. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat addressed all of mankind, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving disobedience, running towards the tawbah and repentance of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. However, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the insolence, the arrogance of the Quraysh of Makkah, and how they would doubt the coming of Qiyamah, the Nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam by saying, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ, that whichever of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the prophets, whoever of them came before these people of Makkah, these Nabis had come down, illa qalu sahirun aw majnun, but their communities had said that these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, these Rasuls, they are sahir, they are sorcerers, they indulge in black magic, aw majnun, or either they said that they are insane. So this has been typical of mankind from the very beginning of time, from the very beginning of insan dwelling on this earth, from the very beginning of Nubuwwat. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would come down and the people will classify them either as being sorcerers, people involved in black magic, or they would say that they are insane. And this has been the pattern of the groups of people that had come. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, Atawa sawbi, was it that these people bequested each other to do so? Was this advice somehow coming down as a legacy? That if we take the example, that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had come, and then his people had said, either he was a sorcerer or he was insane, then the next Nabi would come down, and perhaps the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam somehow bequeathed those that will come after them. They left this legacy to continuously say this about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam right till the last Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in other words, Allah wants to show that this was the pattern that was ascertained, this was the pattern that was most certainly found amongst the communities of the past. Balhum qawmun tahun. Allah says, nay, the truth and the reality is that they are insolent, they are arrogant, and this arrogance in actual fact is something that came down from one nation to the other, and it was because of the arrogance that they classified the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam as such. Fatawalla anhum. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you had come to them, you had invited them towards me, you had given them this Quran, you had showed them the right path, they were in darkness, you showed them the path of light, but they would not accept, they want to persecute you, they want to assassinate you, all that. Allah says, fatawalla anhum, after you have given the da'wah, turn away from them. Fama anta bimalum, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you would not be blameworthy if you do this. You had your responsibility, you fulfilled this responsibility. Now go on, where you should go, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There is this small group of people that have accepted your message, the small group of people have accepted the Tawheed. So, وَذَكِّرْ, remind, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for certainly the reminder is beneficial for the believers. In the context of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when those who had received a message from the disbelievers, when they would not listen, when they acted arrogantly, then continue this mission this work of deen amongst those who have already brought iman, because now in their hearts is the spark of iman, in their hearts is the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is that ability and capability of acceptance within their heart. So hence they will continue to accept this message. So continue advising them, read the Quran to them, the ahkam and the laws of Allah, remind them about akhirat, the shortness of this life, and in this way there will be a great amount of benefit. On the contrary, there is one important aspect that we should remember, that sometimes it is very common amongst us that when we see a Muslim do wrong, and then we start saying amongst ourselves that it is no sense telling him anything. The Quran bears witness to the fact that tanfa'ul mu'mineen, the believers would believe, and they would, it will be of some benefit at some point in his life. So hence our responsibility and duty will be to continuously, very courteously remind people about their responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.